of Nancy Pelosi and the mayor of D.C. rejecting Donald Trump's call for troops 2 days ahead of time.
No, I think that's why we were kicked off, because we, Jim and I were raising that question, and then we found out that, you know, she wasn't going to let us serve on the committee. First time in American history, frankly, Sean. First time this has ever happened. And I think she's afraid of getting to the truth. Why is it the Sergeant at Arms office will not, Nancy Pelosi will not let them release the communications and documents that surround this whole decision? Why is that? They won't release the information. So, yeah, we got conflicting testimony between the Capitol Hill police, who said the police chief said he requested the National Guard be there on January 6th. Sergeant at Arms says, no, you didn't. Conflicting testimony. So one guy says we asked for it. One guy says we did it. The guy who didn't is the one who answers directly to the speaker's office. And she, that office, will not release the communications between the speaker's office and the sergeant at arms and the other communications the sergeant at arms have. So we know that's the reason why Jim and I weren't allowed to be on the committee.
Maybe I've just
gotten that question.
Maybe I've been cynical in my old age. Why do I think probably they've been bleach bit by this time or smashed with a hammer? Congressman Banks, let me ask you, why doesn't this committee call before it subpoena Nancy Pelosi, the sergeant at arms, the Capitol Police Chief, and Mayor Muriel Bowser? Why aren't they being called?
Sean, the most important thing I read today on the Internet was a piece from former Speaker Newt Gingrich in Newsweek, who said he knows firsthand as a former Speaker of the House that it is the Speaker of the House's responsibility to oversee the Capitol Police and oversee Capitol security. And it gets very uncomfortable when you go down that path, you realize that the breadcrumbs lead to Nancy Pelosi's office. And that distracts from the circus, the narrative. Today it was January 6th, the musical at the Capitol. It just, that going down and following the breadcrumbs to Nancy Pelosi's office means that she was negligent. She oversaw a systemic breakdown of security at the highest levels of the Capitol Police.
Yeah, it's Jim Jordan and Jim Banks, congressman, and they were supposed to be on the 1-6 committee. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Vegas, introducing the Waffle Brothers. Born and raised in Las Vegas, serving fresh, delicious waffles and chicken the way you love them, topped with fresh fruit and your choice of fresh toppings. Waffle Brothers has a charismatic staff, engaging customers with unique food in a funky environment, serving one warm waffle at a time. Ask about catering and the Waffle Brothers' vegan and gluten-free options. Open daily, 8 to 4 p.m. The all-new Waffle Brothers Las Vegas, on Sahara, west of Buffalo. Order online at wafflebrothers.com.
Unsafe sleep conditions cause serious injury and even death to infants. Never sleep with your baby on a sofa, in a chair, or in an adult bed. Protect the baby you love from becoming a tragic statistic. The only safe place for your baby to sleep is alone, on its back, in a crib, and in your room. For more information, visit cribsforkids.org. That's cribsforkids.org. This message is sponsored by the Division of Public and Behavioral Health, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and the station.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Supreme Court began hearing arguments today on major Biden administration work rules to bump up the nation's vaccination rate against COVID. Justice Alana Kagan says the OSHA mandate is badly needed.
The agency has done everything but stand on its head to show quite clearly that no other policy will prevent sickness and death to anywhere like the degree this one will.
National Federation of Independent Businesses lawyer Scott Kelly says the mandate would devastate the workforce.
As soon as businesses have to put out their plans and this takes effect, workers will quit. That itself will be a permanent worker displacement that will ripple through the national economy.
Also at townhall.com, U.S. regulators are shortening the time that people who have received Moderna's COVID vaccine have to wait for the booster from 5 months, rather than 6.
The Moderna vaccine is open to Americans 18 and older. The decision by the Food and Drug Administration means recipients are eligible for a booster at least 5 months after their second shot. The move should ease some booster confusion, as now the booster timing is the same for both Moderna and the similar two-dose Pfizer vaccine.
That is correspondent Jeremy House. The nation's unemployment rate falling in December to a healthy 3.9%, even as employers did add a modest 199,000 jobs, evidence they are struggling to fill jobs. Well, the world of show business has lost yet another legend. Sidney Poitier has died early yesterday. He was 94. More on these stories at townhall.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Alex and Orlando De Castro Verde are third-generation lawyers and lifelong Nevadans. They built De Castro Verde Law Group personal injury on their family principles. When you've been injured, they'll fight the insurance companies, seek maximum compensation, and stand by you the entire way, just like family. DeCastro Verde Law Group Personal Injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy, known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
It's 204. This is your KMTQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Fewer than a quarter of the Consumer Electronics Show usual turnout attended this year's event. According to the Consumer Technology Association, about 40,000 attended this year's show, which normally attracts about 170,000 people every January. The rapid spread of the Omicron variant of COVID-19 was believed to be responsible for the lower-than-usual attendance. That show closes today at 6 p.m., a day earlier than usual. Over the past 2 days, Southwest Airlines has canceled more than 1,200 flights, more than any other carrier in the country, and over 500 of those flights arriving or departing Harry Reid International Airport today. Southwest spokespersons say it is making flight adjustments across their network, which have been caused by recent winter storms and the ongoing staffing shortages. And speaking of, the Nevada Hospital Association has declared that the staffing at area hospitals have reached crisis levels here in Clark County. Many hospitals have postponed non-essential surgeries and are restricting visitation. UMC says it hired 95 traveling nurses to help deal with those staff shortages.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Look for possible delays downtown on Interstate 515. That's both directions between Main Street and Eastern Avenue as that bridge reconstruction work continues. Also, road work on Nellis Boulevard, that's both directions between Tropicana and Craig.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. as long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. Final hour for a Friday. And, you know, we were visiting yesterday with John Velardita, the head of the teachers union for the Clark County School District. And he expressed frustration that there is no firm plan in place for vaccine mandates for teachers, students, staff, etc. Wanted to go right to the source and go to the Board of Trustees. Katie Williams is Clark County School Board Trustee, District B, and joins us. Katie, first of all, thanks for joining us. How were your holidays?
I'm good, Kevin. Holidays are great. How are yours?
Absolutely wonderful. And if we can get back to, you know, a little more moderate temperature wise, I'll be better. But no, it was wonderful. It was a lot of fun. I got to tell you, I'm really frustrated. I know coming with the kids coming back to school on Wednesday of this week, there was a lingering question as to mandates, mask mandates, vaccine mandates, all of this stuff when it comes to our kids, some 300,000 students system wide. Can you tell us where we are? Because I'm a little confused. And John Velardita says he's still looking for answers. Where are we on mandates, whether it be mask mandates or vaccine mandates?
Yeah, so the vaccine mandates for teachers, that's a negotiated agreement between the district and the union. So that's nothing that like the Board of Trustees actually has any say or control over at this point. You know, and then the vaccine mandates for students, that hasn't even been brought up to us as far as, you know, it's coming to the board or anything like that. And I've been pretty clear about my stance on that, you know, vaccines shouldn't be mandated for our kids or our staff. It's very frustrating to see that. But I'm just glad the schools are back open, and I'm glad they stayed open through the winter break and that there's a bunch of kids in school today, and so that makes me very happy.
Are you holding your breath that there won't be some sort of outbreak in this school or that school? I mean, you've got a lot of facilities out there.
Sure. You know, you look at the numbers and people say that the COVID cases are surging, but to me it almost seems like it's business as usual and everyone's just kind of going and doing what they're doing. I spoke to the superintendent, you know, almost daily. He's really determined to keep the schools open. We do have contingency plans just in case there is like an online need for this school or that school or whatever, but even the quarantine standards are getting better. So I know it looks like there's a lot of confusion and a lot of mass hysteria, but it seems to be working pretty well. We're just really bad at communicating that to people, I think.
3 months ago, the Board of Trustees voted, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, but this is how it was told to me by John Velardita, and that there would be a plan and that it would be implemented. Well, we are 3 months hence. A lot has happened around the district, around the superintendent and all of that. I understand that. But is there supposed to be a plan? Is there a plan being developed right now?
Are you talking about the vaccine mandate?
Yes, yes.
For teachers and staff?
So vaccine.
With that itself, because that has to go to a negotiating table. You know, that's, you know, the Board of Trustees voted in favor of the superintendent taking that to the unions and negotiating that. But because it's a condition of employment, like, you know, they have to talk about it. So, you know, when they say, like, you know, I'm frustrated with this, this, and this, well, none of them have actually come to the table with negotiating terms. So we're at that point now where it's almost like a standstill. I would say to those people who are adamantly against vaccines, you know, they should be pretty happy that it's taken them this long, honestly.
When will there be negotiations? Are there negotiations scheduled?
I don't know. That's not something they tell us until they start negotiating. So As far as I know, it hasn't been scheduled yet.
What would you like to see done? I mean, is there a middle ground that everybody could agree on, some sort of consensus?
Well, so our numbers right now, I think it's around 79% of our teachers, staff, and administrators have already been vaccinated. So if you're going by herd immunity, we should be okay, actually. So I think it's more so just allowing, the coronavirus to, take its course. And like we do with everything else, just continue living. We can't live our whole lives wondering if we're going to die tomorrow, because that seems like a pretty sad way to live.
Well, yet the positivity rate, the 2-week average is way up. We're setting records even as we speak. Do you worry that Omicron will end up being a different animal, and that maybe we will have to make some adjustments?
No, I don't, because I actually, you see those cases and they're surging and they're getting higher, but it's actually less deadly than the original strain. So it tells me that our communities, like every single other disease that's ever been out there, we're adapting and we're learning more, and it's just not affecting us as much. Things aren't closing down. There's lots of states that are still wide open, no mask mandates or vaccine mandates, and that's how it should be.
So if you ultimately did nothing, you'd be fine with that?
100%, yeah. I know a lot of people don't actually agree with me on that stance, but I just think that kids should be in school. I think that people should be at work. I think that it's a personal choice if you want to get vaccinated or not. With our entire communities already hitting herd immunity, I don't see why we have to continuously go down this rabbit hole of mandates and confusion. I don't think that's helpful for our communities, our students, our parents, our teachers, or anybody else.
Again, Katie Williams joining us, Clark County School Board of Trustee, District B representative. I've got to ask you, you watch the news, you see what's been happening in other cities around America, in particular Chicago, where the teachers voted, and they're closed down. And they're going to be closed down until probably the 18th of this month at the earliest. Do you worry that what's happening there will end up happening here?
I don't think that'll happen here. Our teachers union is actually a little bit smaller than the Chicago teachers union. But even then, we should never allow all of our teachers to dictate what we do for our kids. At that point, I think people understand. Not that there aren't, most of our teachers are very, very good. And of course, we have the onesie twosies that are just super loud about how scared they are and fearful they are. No one should have to go to work being scared and fearful. And so for those people, I'd say, maybe look into a different field. because really it's the parents that run these districts. These parents are the ones that have to put their kids entrusted into the district and make sure that they're okay and being taught properly. And if I can't ever trust the district is doing that for my child, then I'll pull my child and I'll find a different alternative.
I'm curious, when you see what happened in Virginia with Glenn Youngkin and folks there in Virginia that ended up really turning around an election, do you worry that members of the board are going to be an endangered species come election time?
I hope so. I hope that parents look at what happened in Virginia and realize that the power is in the parents' hands, and they start taking their power back. For a long time, it's just said, hey, this is the policy, this is what it is. But if we get parents in there that truly care about kids' education, and not just their kids' education, but every child's education, I think that we could really turn around a lot of things in this country and these communities.
I want to ask you, because it's a question that's tossed to me all the time by people in the community, and that is, when is this going to turn around? When is 50th going to become 40th? When is 47 going to become 38 when it comes to test scores and things like that, things that matter in education? Do you have a feel for that? Do you see a light at the end of the tunnel, so to speak?
I do. I try to look at it a bigger picture kind of way. This district's very large, and usually sometimes the largest districts are the worst districts, and only because there's so many moving parts, it's hard to really get a handle on any one thing. And there's a lot of administrators out there, teachers, staff members, and they try so hard, and they do such a good job with what power they have. I think that if parents started getting a little bit more involved and maybe getting at their legislators and understanding that not everything is actually dictated at the board level, sometimes it's at the state level or sometimes it's at the national level. I think one of the greatest terrors that we ever did was form the Department of Education because it took all of that power away from parents and put it in the government's hands. And our education shouldn't be dictated by them.
My teacher friends at the elementary level say that they were doing a lot of testing towards the end of the fall term, and I'm curious, when do we get numbers back, and is there any preliminary finding of what they were doing just a matter of weeks ago?
Sure. I know the numbers are out there. I get briefed on them, but off the top of my head, I couldn't tell you. I know that the testing didn't seem like it was any more than it already had been.
That there was no change, there was no quantum leap, so to speak?
No, I think that's more so the media kind of stretching the truth a little bit. But as far as what I've seen, our testing centers are just continuously running the way that they've been running.
It'll be interesting to see how this all plays out. Katie, thank you so much. Always good to visit with you. And again, as you say, no news is good news on the vaccine mandates. And by the way, before I let you go, they heard oral arguments about the Biden vaccine mandates. And I'm just curious, are you folks waiting in any way for the Supreme Court to level a ruling in their case?
Well, personally, I don't think the Supreme Court will level a ruling against or for the Biden administration mandates. I think there's been a couple courts already that have already struck that down and saying they're unconstitutional. And the Supreme Court's they got some pretty good heads on their shoulders right now. And I think they'll rule it the same way. So I'm not too worried about it. I'm watching it. I'm monitoring it. But I'm not afraid of it.
Katie, thank you so much. Always good to visit with you. We'll talk with you again soon.
All right. Thanks, Kevin. Have a great day.
There you go. Katie Williams joining us, Clark County School Board Trustee, District B. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If you live long enough, you've experienced the same thing. A certified letter arrives from the IRS. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Many of us have experienced that sense of dread, that knot in the pit of your stomach that comes with a letter saying you owe thousands of dollars to the IRS. You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse. You think of losing your house, losing your business? It doesn't have to be that way. That's where my friends at New Hope Tax Defense come in. Their team of dedicated tax professionals will not only guide you through the process, they'll stay with you for the duration. The pros at New Hope Tax Defense will develop your own personal strategic plan. They'll present all your options, and then the choice of how to move forward will be yours. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220, or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Don't put it off. Call right now, 702-483-0220. Make that call right now.
I'm little Timmy. I'm a tax person. I know numbers good. What are deductions? Audits sound fun. Let's get an audit.
You wouldn't let little Timmy do your taxes because he's not an expert and would get you arrested for tax evasion. So when your car needs repair, stick with the experts at Meineke Car Care Centers, your one-stop shop for total car care. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Attention Nevada Patriots. This is Captain Sam Brown, and I'm a conservative running for the U.S. Senate. Because the political class is destroying this country, our state, and our Republican Party. I'm a threat to Washington elites, because I don't come from wealth or power. I come from small-town America. I'm a West Point graduate, and I nearly lost my life fighting in Afghanistan. I've lived a career of service and sacrifice. I believe in God, duty to country, and in our enduring Constitution. Those are the values the elites seem to have forgotten. If you're tired of the political class telling you how to vote, only to be let down time and time again, this is your chance to take a stand and support a grassroots conservative fighter. I've fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again. Join our grassroots campaign to give power back to the people. I approve this message and hope you do too. This is Captain Sam Brown asking for your vote.
Visit CaptainSamBrown.com. Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
Hey everybody, it's time for today's STEM tip. Want to know how to make your selfies even better? Okay, let's use science. The best time for photos is golden hour. That's the moment right before the sun sets, when the atmosphere scatters blue and violet wavelengths, making perfect, soft, and golden selfie light to show off that beautiful face of yours. Click. Check out Chic and STEM for more inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Unlike other health concerns, mental illness is not always easy to see. Depression won't show up on an eye chart, and you can't measure it on your bathroom scale. Sorting out a mental health concern is not something to attempt on your own. You won't find a bipolar disorder by looking at a thermometer. Like many other health conditions, help for mental illness takes professional diagnosis and treatment. Anxiety won't just go away under a stick-on bandage. So the sooner you seek treatment, the better. If you or a loved one has a mental health concern, don't go it alone. Find out what to do. For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Learn more at samhsa.gov/support. That's samhsa.gov/support.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, we bring you a lot of really bad news on this program. You know, I was thinking about that the other day, that we bring you so much bad news. You know, for instance, today we brought you the worst jobs report in a long time. And the jobs reports have been really bad to begin with under Joe Biden. But now we've got even more bad news. The December jobs report is in. Just 199,000 jobs were created in December, and that is less than half of what was projected. And by the way, the data was recovered prior to the onset of Omicron, and so the real numbers may be even worse. By the way, 3.1 million workers were unable to work in December because their employer was closed or had lost business because of the pandemic. That's how bad it is getting. So we bring you a lot of bad news, but I want to bring you a good news story. Gentleman Jim always looks for maybe the stories that the networks have missed. And so it is with this one about Shaquille O'Neal. Shaq.
Yeah, Shaquille O'Neal, I mean, you can't miss him anymore. Of course, the former basketball legend for the Orlando Magic and for the L.A. Lakers. And he's doing general insurance commercials. He's all over the place. Very affable, likable guy. Well, as a kid, he, of course, being 7'1", when he was a young kid, he had trouble fitting into shoes. You go to a regular shoe store and you can't find shoes for a kid probably when he was 13 was still 6'5" or whatever, and they just couldn't find shoes. So there's a place in Atlanta, Georgia, where Shaq said that as a kid he got a great deal on these big shoes, that Freedman shoes in Atlanta, and he is remembered that his entire life, and he's been loyal to them. Well, he just happens to be in the store at Freeman Shoes in Atlanta, and in comes this big, tall, 13-year-old kid with his mother, and they're looking for shoes because they're in the same spot where Shaq was a few years ago. They can't find shoes, and they really can't afford shoes. So Shaq says, you know something? Go ahead. You pick out 10 pairs of shoes here. I'll buy every one of them for you. And here's some cash. And by the way, here's my personal number. If you need any help, give me a call.
Oh, wow.
Is that something or what? And it's a random act of kindness that we just don't see from celebrity types especially, let alone your average guy on the street.
Can you say LeBron James? Is that who you're pointing the finger at?
Oh my God! Yeah, yeah. Look at the difference between those two. The attitudes that they project. One, love and peace. The other, hate and anger.
And you know what? One of these days we'll do a show. I used to do a show every so often, Random Acts of Kindness, where we solicit calls from listeners, from people who have been the beneficiary of these random acts of kindness. And there are people